What about purgatory?
Roman Catholicism teaches that believers incur debts that must inevitably be discharged in purgatory before the gates of heaven can be opened. Well, purgatory is not equivalent to a second chance for unbelievers. It is, nonetheless, decidedly unbiblical. First, the doctrine of purgatory undermines the sufficiency of Christ's atonement on the cross. Scripture declares that Christ, through one sacrifice, has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Thus, we can rest assured that Christ received in his own body all the punishment we deserved, absolutely satisfying the justice of God on our behalf. When Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished," he was in effect saying, "The debt has been paid in full." Furthermore, Roman Catholicism clearly undermines the seriousness of sin by forwarding the notion that there are venial sins that can be atoned for through temporal punishment in purgatory. In reality, as the Bible makes clear, all our transgressions and iniquities are sins against a holy, eternal God. And as such, they rightly incur an eternal rather than a temporal debt. Finally, well, purgatory was officially defined by the Council of Florence in 1439 and officially defended by the Council of Trent in the late 16th century. Nowhere is purgatory officially depicted in the canon of Scripture. As a New Catholic Encyclopedia readily acknowledges, the doctrine of purgatory is not explicitly stated in the Bible. Thus, Catholicism is forced to appeal to the traditions of the fathers rather than the testimony of the Father, who through his word has graciously provided salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, on account of Christ alone. A verse to consider, Hebrews 10:14. By one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.